You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Hello, listeners at AppleViz. My name is Seyun. I have not done a podcast on here, so it is my absolute pleasure to produce my first podcast talking about one of the significant and fun features that is being talked about amongst iPhone 10 users, that is Animoji. I know Dave Mason at AppleViz have done an incredible job a few months ago when iPhone 10 came out, covering some of the new features, new button combinations, new gestures, of course, with the removal of that home button, demonstrating all of that. So that podcast was excellent. But one of the features that I don't see it being covered is Animoji. Essentially, what Animoji is a feature that mimics your facial expressions. Apple says it tracks about 50 facial muscles. Using true depth camera, of course, it could do 3D mapping. And they have created these 12 distinctive emojis at this point. I know on iOS 11.3 and onward, they'll probably plan to add more. And using true depth camera, Apple is able to map your facial muscles to mimic whether you're smiling or whether you're frowning and all of your facial expressions that you naturally do with your Animoji. Super cute feature if you could see it, but regardless if you could see it or not, Apple made sure that this feature is accessible among blind users and of course those who use VoiceOver. We'll go ahead and walk through that. I'll go ahead and drop my 2 cents here and there as we go. For now, this feature is only accessible through Messages application, so this is one of those mini iMessage apps that you can access, send it to your friends or whoever, and they'll certainly enjoy it. It records 10-second video clip of you and your voice, so you can certainly tell if someone's sending an emoji at you. The voiceover will pronounce what the emoji is. It cannot describe their expressions and their facial movements at this point. I wouldn't be surprised Apple somehow adds that feature in the future. I could see how that could take a little more effort, so I understand that part. You can also send your expression as an Animoji sticker, so you can make a certain pose or certain expressions and make a image out of that and drag it onto your message, and that is also accessible using VoiceOver. So without further talking, 2:35 p.m. Let's actually dive in. I have my phone plugged up to a mixer here so you guys can clearly hear what my phone is saying, and we'll send an Animoji message and we'll have a good time playing with the most iconic feature of the iPhone 10.
Messages, edit button.
So as you can see, I was already in the Messages application earlier, so you have a list of conversations, so nothing too different here.
Selected, back button.
So I'm in the Messages conversation, and let's go ahead and use Explore by Touch to find where the edit box is.
Message, iMessage, text field. Double tap to edit. Use the rotor to access misspelled words.
And let's go ahead and look for this Animoji. Where is Animoji?
Record audio. Store. Button. Animoji. Button.
There it is. Double tap.
Message. Message. Tracking face.
So it's already telling me what's going on.
Face out of view.
So let's Animoji, go ahead and
bring your face into view. Not tracking.
Deep dive into this.
Store. Button. Selected. Animoji. Recents. Button. Digital touch. Button. Hashtag images. Button.
Now it's showing me some of the apps that I have.
That terrific new button
is compatible with Messages. So I'm going to go ahead and use the Explore by Touch again to
Braille find badges, button.
Where the
tracking
emoji
face
panel is. Let's go ahead and jump
face
down.
Animoji, bring your.
I am going to use forefinger tap at the bottom half.
Animoji, bring your face into view. Not track store button. Animoji, bring your face into view. Monkey face. Picker item. Adjustable. Expand app button. Record audio button. Double tap and hold to record audio.
Lift so the best way to find or get into the Animoji area is to find the record button and flick right from what I can observe.
Expand app button.
So there's expand
Animoji,
app button.
Tap to resume. Not tracking.
This makes a difference in terms of layout. However, it does not affect the way it works with VoiceOver. So you can expand the app and take it full screen, or keep it at the bottom half of your screen where the keyboard usually lands.
Store button.
And that's
selected. Animoji store button. Recents button.
Now, I see a bit of inconsistency. I wish Apple would fix this down the road. It's when VoiceOver is jumping back to where the list of apps are instead of moving to the next available button or item with an Animoji box. So I'm going to just use an Explore by Touch to get back
Animoji monkey face. Picker item adjustable. 1 of 12. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
So let's go ahead and look at this box right here.
Expand monkey face.
We have
picker item
picker
adjustable.
Box.
1 of 12.
So you can just
swipe
use
up or down
your
with one finger to adjust the value.
Rotor action to change your Animoji characters out of 12 available at the moment. So we have monkey.
Robot face.
Cat face.
Dog face. Alien. Fox face.
I mean, you name it. You could swipe up or down to choose.
Fox face. Pile of poop. Pig face. Panda face. Rabbit face.
All right. So let's go ahead and...
Panda, pig, fox face, alien, dog face.
I'm going to go ahead and choose my favorite emoji here.
Cat face, dog face.
Let's go with dog face. Who doesn't like dogs, right? Anyways, at this point...
An emoji. Tap to resume. Not tracking. Double tap to resume tracking.
The voiceover will tell you several things. If it says...
An emoji. Tap to resume. Not tracking.
Tap to resume. Not tracking. The TrueDepth camera have kind of turned itself off to conserve battery life. So it looks like it turns itself off if it doesn't see your face in a certain period of time. So that's what it did. So what we could do here is to double tap and resume.
An emoji. Tap to resume. Not tracking. An emoji. Not tracking.
It says not tracking. So what I could do is hold your phone about 5 to 10 inches away from you, about a good distance away from you, like you were FaceTiming someone. And it should tell you.
Tracking face.
If it, an emoji is tracking your face. So the best way to explain how you can hold your phone properly to get your Animoji or to
face out of
get
you. Tracking
face ID working the best is to kind of point
face out of you.
At the middle
tracking
of your
face.
Nose and make sure that the middle of the screen or the center kind of lines up with your nose and slowly pull it back until the voiceover gives you some feedback. But if you're not familiar with pointing cameras, this is a good tip to have, and VoiceOver will coach you through if it's seeing your face or not. So at this point, VoiceOver is seeing my face, and it's currently tracking. So it's recording every single expressions and facial movements of me. We don't have a feedback at this point, but it'll tell you if I kind of point my phone off somewhere else, as you heard earlier.
Face out of view.
It tells you face is out of view. And it's still looking for a face, so whenever it sees a face...
Tracking face.
It'll go ahead and start tracking. Now, one note to mention here, for those who are not familiar, if you have a Face ID set up, which is, of course, a new form of facial authentication unlock system in iPhone X, Animoji doesn't depend on other security measures, so you can point at anyone's face, and Animoji will just work no problem. It doesn't have to be your face specifically, which means it will not work in low light conditions, which I thought it was pretty interesting. Since TrueDepth camera is mostly an infrared camera system, I was thinking that flood illuminator will work to light up in the dark. It's obviously an invisible light. That's the way the Face ID works in the dark. However, that doesn't seem to be the case with Animoji, from what I could tell. So make sure you're in a low-lit area, or if you got like a light coming out of your screen, if you have screen curtain turned off, that works too. Or somewhere with some lighting, the phone seems to pick up pretty well. It don't have to be necessarily under light or sunlight or anything. You just need a decent source of light. Let's go ahead and look at how we could record Animoji.
So store button.
Go ahead and flick right.
Selected. Animoji. Store button. Animoji. Store button.
So there's that inconsistency there. We'll have to use Explore by Touch to get back to our Animoji panel. Now the best way to get back to Animoji is to kind of tap the bottom half of your screen. And if you flick right.
Or start recording button. Starts a 10 second recording.
At the bottom right edge of your screen, there's a start recording. To give you a bit of a perspective, it's located a few inches below where start audio recording button is for your audio message. If you kind of use Explore by Touch to kind of...
Record audio button. Double tap and hold record audio button.
So if you kind of want to move your finger down to
start recording button.
Start
face out
recording is,
an emoji. Bring your face into view. Not tracking.
Find start recording for an emoji easily. So what we could do here is to make a little recording. So let's go ahead and try that.
Face tracking face an emoji. Bring your face into view.
Now
tracking.
Make sure your
an
face
emoji.
Is
tracking.
Consistently tracking you. And this will capture your an emoji expressions of you or an emoji you essentially in your actual voice clip. So let's go ahead and record 10 seconds. Hey everybody. This is just a test of me in a dog face. So woof woof. Okay, that was not right. That completely failed.
Send button.
Hey everybody. This is just a test of me in a dog face. So woof woof. Okay, that was not right. So as you can see, 10 seconds goes fairly quick. So there's that 10 second of me just blabbering in front of the phone. So
an emoji.
I
discard
sure
recording
need to
button.
Figure out how to have more fun with the feature.
Replay recording button.
So there are three buttons. There is play recording.
Discard recording
we can listen
button.
To the recording again. I'm sure you guys don't want to do that.
Replay recording. Send button.
And there's sent at a general area where the record button was earlier.
Replay discard
and
recording
we can go
button.
And discard this recording. So let's go ahead and send it,
button.
And then I'll show
send.
You how this appears within the messages view.
An emoji. Sending an emoji. Face out of view.
So it's sending an emoji.
Message, iMessage, selected, messaging apps, button.
Going to take a little bit, even with a decent connection, since you're sending an actual video file.
Attach media, but your iMessage, an emoji video of a dog face, 2:50 p.m., muted, button.
So
actions available.
It's telling you a few things here. It's telling you the message, the recipient, as usual. So whether that's outgoing message to from me,
an emoji, tap to resume, not tracking.
Looks like the an emoji stopped tracking me, so that's helpful. So it doesn't go tracking face or not tracking face. It have told you that it's an emoji video, and it have told me about what character this is, and it have told me that it's muted. So muted means that it's just not playing the video clip, but it might also be animating on the screen. I'm not certain about that for sure, but chances are it's probably repeatedly animating on the screen. It's a looping video. So if you want to take a listen, for example, from someone that I've sent you,
an emoji, to tap to resume,
tap
not
it.
Tracking. Your iMessage, an emoji video of it. Done, button.
And it takes you into the
hey
this full screen
this
view
is
of
just
the
a
video.
Test of, hey everybody, this is just a test.
So it have told me that.
A dog face, so woof woof.
An emoji
button.
Is working.
Message.
And you can view them.
Message.
Just like
how
you can
text
view
field.
Your
double tap to edit
emoji there. Next is I could go ahead and demonstrate how you can make a certain expression and make a sticker out of it and bring it into the message.
Store
so
button.
What we could do.
An emoji. Bring your
is,
face into view. Not
again,
tracking.
Focus
tracking face.
Our voiceover cursor on the an emoji area. Make sure your phone is lined up correctly with your face and your phone can clearly see you. And you can make whatever facial expressions you want. And what we could do here.
Screen dim. An emoji. Tracking.
Instead of clicking the record button, once you're satisfied with your expression, you can go ahead
and
emoji, just
tracking,
double tap on
an emoji.
It.
Tracking.
And then.
Sticker. Dog face. Attached to outgoing message.
Go ahead and
actions
attach
available.
To the outgoing message. From here, what you could do is you
remove.
Use rotor to remove.
Activate default remove
and I don't know
activate
why
default
what,
sticker dog
does,
face attached to outgoing message
just click on it
remove
so it doesn't do anything
anima message iMessage
and if we get back to the
an emoji tracking two sticker dog face attached
so what we could do is just send that
send dimmed
just
record
like
audio
we have
button.
Done with the video clip so that's pretty simple but again it doesn't give you any further hints than
just your iMessage sticker, dog face, 2:53 p.m. button,
so,
image.
There's that.
Attach media button. Double tap messaging apps button. Messaging apps. Animoji, dog face, expand app button.
So that is
Animoji
in a nutshell.
Bring your face into view, not tracking.
So let's go ahead and shut our voice over here since it's constantly talking so I could point my phone elsewhere. Now,
Animoji,
last thing
bring your face into view, dog, expand app button.
Last thing I'll do before
Animoji,
I go.
Tap to resume. An emoji, tap, dog, expand app, button.
And take it to a full
collapse
screen,
app,
and I could show you
an emoji,
how it's
bring your face
different.
Into view, monkey face, robot face, button, cat face, button.
So as you can see, each an emoji is shown as a button.
Selected, cat face.
And you have a big area more towards the top half of the screen.
Bring your face into view, not tracking.
And that's what it will essentially do. Now, I can't seem to find a record button anywhere.
Animoji, tap to resume, not tracking.
The full screen mode of the app, and I'm guessing most of you will not really take it full screen unless you want to see it large, or those with low vision wants to see your expressions in a full screen manner. I'm sure it's somewhere. I can't find it with VoiceOver. So for the VoiceOver users, you might as well just keep it on the lower half of your screen in the mini app. Otherwise, you can collapse the app again. And what you also can't do in the full screen mode is just tap on it with your VoiceOver to send it as a sticker of your expressions and for Animoji. So that doesn't work. Just keep that in mind. Other than that, that's Animojis on the iPhone X. And I'm sure as this feature expands to other iPhones or other iOS devices, I'm sure it'll work similarly. If anything changes, I'll be more than happy to make another podcast covering the feature. Otherwise, thanks for listening, and you could follow me on Twitter at @SEYOON_C09. Send me an email if you have any questions, concerns, or comments to life, that's LIFE, beyond, BEYOND, darkness, DARKNESS, 9, @gmail.com. If you want to subscribe to my YouTube, feel free as well. That's also life beyond darkness. And I make similar content there as well. So I appreciate your time. Have fun and emoji on your iPhone X.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.